Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Moving ahead with plans for a new stadium in downtown Wichita, we've got the story.
Kansas Senator Moran explains his stand on the health care bill. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm Dan O'Neill. The Kansas Supreme Court weighs in again on school funding.
A young victim of the opioid epidemic. I'm ABC's Richard Davies. The story coming up.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. Scattered thunderstorms were developing this morning across parts of central and northeast Kansas. Will those be affecting us? Our complete forecast in minutes.
The Wichita City Council has approved spending just under $30 million on the stadium project, which includes new parking and improvements in the Delano District. The project would turn the stadium into a combination baseball park and soccer field that would have the ability to host more concerts and festivals. Most of the money will come by diverting property taxes, while around $10 million will come from special bonds. City officials are confident the new stadium will attract an affiliated minor league baseball franchise.
One of four Republican holdouts for the Senate's health care bill says he hopes the entire Senate will now be able to come together to discuss how to improve health care. Kansas Senator Jerry Moran announced prior to the vote that he would vote against Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's bill.
The Affordable Care Act, it's got its failures and problems, and we need to figure out how to alter it in a way that resolves those problems and still takes care of people with pre-existing conditions.
He adds that he'll vote to repeal Obamacare if it means starting the debate on health care with a clean slate and bipartisan involvement.
The Kansas Supreme Court is weighing whether state legislators boosted spending on public schools enough this year to provide a suitable education to all children, as the High Court had ordered.
The justices heard arguments Tuesday from attorneys about a new school finance law, but appeared skeptical that the funding plan offers enough money for education. The law phases in a $293 million increase in education funding over 2 years. The justices ruled in March that the state's then $4 billion a year in aid to its 286 school districts was inadequate. School districts suing for more funding say the state needs to add nearly $900 million over 2 years for funding to be adequate. But an attorney for the state countered that the new law vastly improved the previous way schools were funded. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Wichita police are asking for the public's help in finding a larceny suspect. Police Officer Paul Cruz says the theft occurred a week and a half ago on West Bayview Street near 51st North and Meridian.
An unknown suspect backed his Ford 4x4 truck into the victim's driveway. The suspect then walks behind the neighbor's house and takes a kayak. He then returns to the truck, loads the kayak, and leaves.
Any citizen spotting the stolen yellow 8-foot kayak is asked to call police.
House Republicans have unveiled a $4 trillion federal budget that would increase military spending and slash some public programs.
House Republicans say their budget would reduce the federal deficit by $6.5 trillion over the next 10 years. They want to keep military spending up, but propose cuts to federal employee benefits, environmental protection programs, and transportation. Republicans also say spending on social safety net programs like food stamps and Medicaid have ballooned to unsustainable levels. Their budget proposes deep cuts over time to these programs, as well as a new voucher system for Medicare, which Republicans say will rein in spending. Mary Alice Parks, ABC News, Capitol Hill.
A 10-year-old boy in Miami has become one of the youngest victims of the opioid crisis.
Fifth grader Alton Banks died of a fentanyl overdose after a visit to a Miami swimming pool last month.
I believe this may be the youngest victim of this scourge that's occurring in our community. What a nightmare.
State Attorney Catherine Fernandez-Rundle says exposure to small particles of fentanyl can be deadly.
It could have been a towel, perhaps, at the pool, somebody else's towel. We just don't know.
She says the toll of the opioid crisis is beyond explanation. Richard Davies, ABC News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:05, 5 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Kansas City Royals trying to get back in the winning side of things against the Detroit Tigers last night. How did that go? Well, we'll talk about it coming up in sports.
Possible new problems for Chipotle. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock. A road project in southwest Wichita had its grand opening Tuesday afternoon. Sedgwick County Commissioner Michael O'Donnell says it's a project expanding Meridian from McCormick to Pawnee.
It was a long time coming. It was the last major street that hadn't been completely revamped in that whole region. Seneca and West and so on and so forth had all been done except that one. So it's pretty exciting times in southwest Wichita.
The South Meridian project took 6 years to complete at a cost of $7.7 million.
A New York City family has obtained an attorney after being kicked off a JetBlue flight. The airline says the family may be banned for life after being removed from a New York-bound flight in Miami July 2nd for making physical threats to other passengers. The family denies the accusation. Mandy Efraw says she apologized to a passenger whose seat was being kicked by her one-year-old daughter, that they exchanged words before the passenger changed seats.
That's not true at all. That my baby must have been kicking the chair. I mean, she's at, you know, at that time, she needs a bottle. She's tired. She's cranky.
Chipotle's effort to move past food scares are being complicated by fresh reports of illnesses.
Chipotle temporarily closing one of its restaurants in Sterling, Virginia, Tuesday after concerns of what the company says were a, quote, small number of reported illnesses. The company says those affected had symptoms that were consistent with norovirus. The company stressed that norovirus doesn't come from its food supply and that it closed the restaurant to do a complete sanitization. The word sent Chipotle's stock tumbling more than 4%, however, as E. coli outbreaks and norovirus cases in the past have had serious impacts on sales. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:09, 9 minutes past 7 o'clock.
And this morning in traffic, well, traffic volumes picking up. Still not seeing too many big problems out there in traffic today. The gasoline prices right around $2.09 a gallon here in Wichita. Some places still up around 211. Traffic on KNSS brought to you by Joe Dubrovin, Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown at Market and Waterman, in the East Harry Street Mall, and online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
Now the KNSS Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Leon Smitherman. Good morning, Leon.
Morning, Steve. How are you doing today?
We're doing just fine. A little toasty out there this morning, but hey, what the heck? It's the kind of the trend right now, huh?
It is. Oh, this is a trend. I would like to apologize in advance for the forecast. I am not in production. I'm just in distribution on this one. So here's the deal. We're going to hit 100 today pretty easily, I think. Lots of sun. That wind is still going to be 10, 20 miles an hour, so it's going to have that you know, kind of a blow-dryer feel to it. Heat index is this afternoon, 105 plus. It is going to be dangerously hot. And this heat will not break probably until the halfway through the weekend. So we're in for it for the next several days.
So it's going to go on for a while then, huh?
Yeah, I'm afraid so. Probably through Saturday. And the thing is, I don't think today's the hottest day for the rest of the week. We'll probably start ramping it up as we head through tomorrow. And by, you know, Thursday, Friday, we're looking at 101, 102. And the heat index is going to be with us every day. And, you know, the heat's a cumulative thing. It kind of breaks you down over time. So by the end of the week, we're all going to be fairly susceptible to the heat-related illnesses. So lots of water, shade, and I tell people all the time, please, please, please bring in your pets. The heat index especially, very rough on them.
Well, I was looking at the radar this morning, seeing a few blips up to the north. What's going on there?
Yeah, a real weak boundary up there. And as you head through the overnight hours and wee hours of the morning, the upper levels of the atmosphere can cool just enough that all the heat and all the humidity can kind of overcome a little atmospheric cap that we have, and they can bubble up a couple of storms. Those are going to dissipate here over the next couple of hours. They're not moving very fast. I would say anybody lucky enough to be under those, and that's right along I-70, they will not make it into Wichita, but anybody lucky enough to be under those, boy, rejoice, because you get a little free lawn watering.
All right, big concert tonight in downtown Wichita, and I guess it's not going to rain, we know that much, for the Paul McCartney concert, right?
No, it will not rain. It's going to be hot. I hope they have the AC cranked up there. I'm going to see McCartney tonight, so looking forward to that, and it should be a nice night, but it's just a matter of how long you have to stay in line before you go through security to get inside into that nice air-conditioned coolness.
Yeah, I'm going to be there too, so if you see me, you can say hi if you want to.
I will. I'll run up and give you a big old hug.
Have we ever met?
You know what? We saw each other from the you guys were up on the scissor lift when we did the,
right.
the sundown parade. That was the only time. Otherwise,
that was the closest we've gotten, huh?
I know. You have to be on a scissor lift to stay away from me.
Well, yeah. All right? we'll avoid you at all costs.
Higher territory, higher ground.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it this morning. And that, of course, the KNSS Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Leon Smitherman. And currently partly cloudy, 76 degrees, and a south wind at 8 miles per hour. As we said, everybody's kind of excited about the big concert tonight in downtown Wichita.
Paul everybody that gets to go.
Everybody who gets to go. Everybody else is saying, I'm sorry, I don't want to hear about this anymore. Now shut up. But, you know, we got my wife is so excited about this. She's a Beatles fan when she was a kid in junior high school, and she is just so excited. And, you know, I don't blame her. I think we'll have a good time. I think everybody's going to have a good time who goes down there for the concert. Today is Wednesday, July 19th. And another steamy day in Wichita yesterday. The high was 97. Normal high is 93. And you heard Leon there. Teddy says we're gonna have this heat for a while, several days.
Oh, welcome to July.
Yeah, welcome to July in Kansas. The man who went on a shooting rampage in downtown Wichita nearly 41 years ago, killing three people and injuring eight others, has been denied parole. And we're talking about Michael Soles, who was 19 years old, August 11th, 1976, when he was up there on the 24th, 25th floor of the Holiday Inn and started shooting people in the streets below and wound up killing three people. We will remember them right now. 23-year-old Mark Phelan was killed, 56-year-old Joe Goulart, a photographer and a journalist, and 57-year-old Elmer Hensley were the ones who were killed. And when we talk about this, there are some people that were involved that day, including Mike Hill, who was with the police department at the time. And Mike, of course, became sheriff of Sedgwick County for how many terms? Well, several terms.
Mm-hmm.
And now Mike's retired. We run into him now and then. But he and three or four other police officers went up to the where the shooting was. They broke into the room there and went into the balcony and shot the guy, Soles, wounded him, brought him down, and stopped the killing. Heroes. They did what cops do, and they stopped this whole thing. That was one of the more interesting days of my life, Ted. We've talked about this before, but to be in that street, I was behind a building while he was still shooting. I did not get in harm's way, but we went over there right after the shooting stopped, and it was pandemonium in that street down there, Douglas, right below the Holiday Inn. I mean, people were just everywhere.
They'd come at midday.
Yeah, they'd come out of the offices there. It was just, you know, in the early afternoon, and we're milling around, and it was weird. It was strange, but that was. So now he has been denied parole. The Kansas Department of Corrections said in their news release that Soles' parole was denied due to the violent nature of the crime, and because the community has been exceedingly opposed to the inmate's release. And the inmate has not served a sufficient amount of time in relation to the offense committed. So he's been in there for these many years, but the Department of Corrections, after hearing some of our testimony from people locally, said, nope, we don't want him out of there. Keep him in there. So he's going to be there. And again, they have decided they're not going to have another hearing for him until he's 60 years old now. His next parole hearing will be in July of 2027, 10 years out. They're not going to do every 3 years or whatever. He's going to be there for a while. Anyway, Michael Soles. You know, and to talk about, just being involved in news and covering news in Wichita over the years, that one was as big in my career. We were able to get some terrific coverage on our radio station. My coworkers and I were heard in Australia. Our voices, we did reports for people around the world. It was a very interesting story. But
yeah, that's a day you'll never forget.
You know, and you were in grade school, right?
Yeah.
Do you remember any of this?
We were on vacation.
Oh, were you? Oh, that's right.
We were on a family vacation,
that's right.
And I clearly remember looking at a newspaper in the lobby of a Holiday Inn in Des Moines, and I pointed at the newspaper, and I told my dad, I said, look, that looks exactly like the Holiday Inn. And then we started looking at the newspapers. Yeah, that is the Holiday Inn.
Holy smokes.
And we didn't, yeah.
Well, we'd like for Wichita to make headlines.
I was out of town that day.
Make headlines in other ways, but there it is. It is what it is. 717 now, Steve and Ted. On this day, July 19th in 1990, President George H.W. Bush joined former presidents Ronald Reagan, Gerald Ford, and Richard Nixon at ceremonies dedicating the Nixon Library and Birthplace.
I've been there.
It's since been redesignated the Richard Nixon Presidential Library and Museum in Yorba Linda, California. You've been there, huh?
Great place.
How would you grade it?
A. Fantastic place to visit.
You've been to Harry Truman's Library in Independence.
Mm-hmm.
And Eisenhower's in Abilene.
Been to Eisenhower. Been to Hoover's in West Branch, Iowa.
I'd like to see that one. I haven't been
there. Very interesting.
I've been to LBJ's in Texas and the Bush in College Station, the Bush Presidential Library. All of them, to me, are fascinating. We're history buffs, Ted.
Yeah.
So they're all fascinating to us. But
yeah, I love going to those presidential libraries.
Great things to see, especially here on your summer vacation. Make a trip. We can recommend it to you. All right. 7:18 now, Steve and Ted. Coming up on 7:19, time for sports with Ted Woodward, talking about the Royals in action last night. And the Wingnuts were also playing ball, right, Ted? And
yep.
We got the big golf tournament in town.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yep. In fact, in golf, the 70th U.S. Junior Amateur. Continuing on at Flint Hills National in Andover, the final qualifying round of stroke play was held yesterday, narrowing the field of 156 golfers down to the top 64. And the only Kansan in the field easily made it. Wells Padgett, graduate of Mays South High School, Wichita native, was the only one of the top two dozen that was over par yesterday. He was only one over, but that easily puts him for the 2 days among the top 15, and that moves him on into match play today. The round of 64, Wells Padgett is the number 15 seed. He will tee off at 11 o'clock this morning against his competitor from California to try to advance. There you go. That's what's going on at the 70th U.S. Junior Amateur out at Flint Hills National. If you want to go watch, it's all free admission. Pro baseball for the first-place Wichita Wingnuts last night, beginning a three-week-long road swing. The Wingnuts were in Grand Prairie, Texas, taking on the Texas Air Hogs. Texas won the game 5-4, getting a home run in the bottom of the eighth to take the lead. That's still, despite back-to-back losses, the Wingnuts enjoying a big 14-game lead atop the South Division.
Wow.
Wichita visiting the Air Hogs again tonight at 7:05. Major League Baseball last night up in Kansas City. The Royals hosting the Detroit Tigers. Got off to a good start. The Royals got three runs in the bottom of the first inning right away. But that would be the highlight. After that, it was all Tigers outscoring the Royals 9-0 the rest of the way. You heard the game on KFH.
And Tommy Canley from the White Sox.
Uh-oh. There's a drive deep left field and gone. Castellanos. Well, Travis Wood left that pitch pretty much middle of the plate. Castellanos, who's a hot hitter, was not about to let that pitch get by.
Tigers win it 9-3. The Royals have lost seven of their last eight. They're still, and they drop three games behind for a playoff spot. Kansas City will host the Tigers again tonight. Listen to live coverage of the Royals at 6:30 this evening. That's on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. And yesterday, Big 12 Media Day continues as the college football season creeps closer. Kansas State head football coach Bill Snyder addressing questions about his undergoing a treatment for throat cancer during the offseason. Coach Snyder.
I'm doing fine. I mean, the recovery is ongoing, quite obviously, but I'm doing fine, getting around fine. Don't have any issues right now.
There you go, Coach Snyder, getting ready for the coming season.
Yeah, but... oh, that's a tough thing. Emotionally, he's thinking about it all the time. And
well, people are asking him about it all
the
time.
Yeah, and it's a tough thing to go through. God bless him.
He's in his late 70s, too. So. But he's dealing with it and ready for the coming season.
Yeah.
Got a little stat here for you, Steve,
okay.
Too. The Royals. Last night in the Royals game, Whit Merrifield got a double in the bottom of the ninth inning. He has now had an extra base hit in eight straight home games in Kauffman Stadium. Joining only three other guys that have been able to do that.
Okay.
Any guesses?
Amos Otis, George Brett, and Hal McRae.
You got two of the three. Very good.
Who'd I get?
George Brett is not on that
He's
list.
He's not on the
yeah,
list.
Yeah, which surprised you. You got McRae and Otis.
And A.O.?
Mike McFarland was the other one.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
okay.
But yeah, you would obviously start out that list with George Brett.
Yeah,
you would. He never did get
it. So I got two out of three?
Very good.
Pretty good for
stuff.
Me. Yeah,
yeah it's Sports with Steve and Ted, KNSS.
All right, Ted, 722 now. Keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's morning update. Liberals hate Obamacare too, says Rush. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.